Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. This is Nunu, and welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Right now, we have about five people in the queue, so we'll be getting to everybody tonight for sure. If you're just listening and you would like to have a simple sample reading, give us a call. The guest call-in line is 516-595-8294. We have a couple of articles we want to read. We'll also be talking to our wonderful friend and neighbor, Sunny Mae, who's actually here tonight. She's in the sun room with a few of our friends, and they're drinking tea and eating sweets and just kind of having a nice time listening to the show and chatting. Before we even do any of this, though, we're going to take a nice song break, get you guys in the mood, get you nice and relaxed, and we'll be right back.
The river did come to me, straight into my arms. I tried to hold it, but it just ran through my fingers. The ocean did come to me, straight into my arms. I tried to caress it, but it ran through my circle will form a line. same kind of open time.
Hi, and we're back. Apparently, it's turning into another Area 51 in there, so that's crazy. This is Nunu, and this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. One of the first articles that I was checking out is actually from the Mysterious Universe, one of my favorite internet mags. And it's an article by Micah Hanks, and it's titled, "So NASA Missed Another Big Asteroid. Let's Cut Them Some Slack." What's 426 feet wide, travels 55,000 miles per hour, and can sneak up on you before you know it? Apparently, 2019 okay. That's the name of a potentially deadly asteroid which remained unnoticed until within 24 hours of its near miss with Earth earlier this year, according to newly released emails. The story was reported by BuzzFeed, who obtained internal NASA emails about the incident via Freedom of Information Act request. Spotted just 24 hours before a relatively narrow miss with Earth, the incident reveals holes in NASA's surveillance network to observe incoming space rocks. BuzzFeed writers Dan Virgiano and Jason Leopold reported this. Apparently, the object was first observed by a Brazilian observatory, which notified the U.S. Space Agency. The fact that 2019 okay passed within just 40,500 miles of Earth is certainly a wake-up call. However, does the news mean it's time to appoint new experts to sit at the helm of Earth's planetary defense systems? Not quite. Asteroid detection is a burgeoning field, not only due to advancements in science and technology, but mainly out of necessity. In the eventual sense, a space object large enough to be able to cause widespread damage will strike the Earth. It's not a matter of if, but simply one of when. Oh my goodness. If we're able to prepare for this eventuality at all, Earthlings have no option but to find the best ways of detecting potential threats of this kind before they happen. Now, while the fact that 2019 okay managed to sneak up on us is legitimately concerning, let's not forget the fact that it was spotted. Also, in a similar set of circumstances that occurred back in June, the University of Hawaii managed to detect a car-sized asteroid with the help of ATLAS, A-T-L-A-S, and PAN-STARRS survey telescopes, which are located near Puerto Rico. The 4-meter diameter asteroid named 2019 M-O, what like Missouri, was observed 4 times in a span of 30 minutes by the ATLAS Mauna Loa facility just after midnight Hawaii time in the morning of Saturday, June 22nd. A press release from the university stated, at that time, the asteroid was only 500,000 kilometers from Earth, or 1.3 times the distance to the moon. Part of what makes these near misses so disturbing is that we're seeing them at all. As our asteroid detection capabilities continue to improve, what we're actually seeing is a better success rate at spotting these objects, whereas in the past, they might not have been seen at all. The really sobering idea is to think of how many more times in the past there were larger or closer objects that sped past Earth without us having so much as an idea. I just kind of got overwhelmed by that. And according to NASA, at the start of 2019, the number of discovered near-Earth asteroids totaled more than 19,000. An average of 30 new discoveries are added each week. That's a lot of space rocks being detected. In fact, by October 2016, NASA had reached a landmark number of 15,000 asteroids detected. The 15,000 milestone reached on October the 13th, 2016, marked a 50% increase in the number of known near-Earth asteroids since 2013. When discoveries reached 10,000 in the August of that year, more than 95% of those objects were discovered by NASA-funded surveys, primarily using ground-based telescopes. Since 1998, when NASA initially established its Near-Earth Object Observations Program and began tracking and cataloging them. It's easy to see why people would be worked up about the news of a near miss like what happened with 2019 OK. However, rather than a failure on part of NASA and other space agencies around the world, if anything, it's a clear indication that our planetary defense science is steadily improving. So I think that's true. Just because they missed it doesn't mean. It's all a learning, right? We learn as we go in something like this, because this is something that's unprecedented. So it's all right. The other article is from the same magazine by Jocelyn LeBlanc, another ghost seen on the infamous haunted road in Wales. Now, in the early hours of Tuesday morning, as CCTV captured what appeared to be a ghostly apparition walking down a British street, the video surveillance footage was taken in Milford Haven, Wales. In the video, you can see an unknown apparition walking out from behind a lamppost and taking a few steps before completely disappearing. It definitely looks like a human figure, as you can clearly see a head, shoulders, and a torso. It appeared as though the figure was transparent, as you could still see the painted street line even when the apparition was walking in front of it. Anne Alston uploaded the video online and asked the public what their thoughts were on the ghostly apparition. Now, there's been some YouTube conspiracists. It's this group Disclosed Screen, the Grim Reefer. Studied the footage and said the camera is outside the window mounted to the building, so a reflection is out of the question. Other people also couldn't explain the figure, as one user commented, "Bizarre, I can't debunk this, and I can't find even a probable explanation for this one." On the other hand, some people do believe that there is a reasonable explanation, or that perhaps it was just a hoax. As one user typed, "Did it occur to you that maybe it's fake?" The question still remains, what was the figure, though? Was it a glitch in the camera or something more supernatural, such as a ghost, an interdimensional being, or a time traveler? You can decide for yourself, as the video footage can be seen here. And, of course, it can't be seen right now here, but it can be seen if you look on the page to see it. To click on the link. It's actually not all that surprising that a ghost was captured on video in that area, as the nation's most haunted road is located between Milford Haven and Haverford West. The road that connects the two towns is called A4076, and there have been quite a few ghostly sightings reported there. Several motorists have reported seeing a ghostly figure running across the road. In February of 2015, two women were driving towards Haverford West when a dark shadow figure with long arms and legs ran in front of their vehicle. When she slammed on the brakes, the figure just vanished. Just 4 days later, two other women were driving to their work in Haverford West from Milford Haven when they noticed a tall shadow figure standing on the side of the road before running at high speed in front of their car and then vanishing. The driver slammed on her brakes and the passenger got out of the vehicle to see if they had hit a person or an animal, but there was no evidence of them hitting anything. Luke Mayhew also experienced something unexplained while driving in the area. I'm 100% certain that I saw what I believe was a ghost or apparition driving home from Milford on the Stanton Road. I saw it run right in front of me from one side of the road to another, and I had to slam on my brakes, he said, adding, I saw it as clear as day. Another story includes a full carload of people who were crossing a small bridge at the bottom of a hill between Johnston and Stanton when the driver immediately slammed on the brakes because she thought she had hit a young woman with her vehicle. She even felt the jolt of the car as if she hit someone or something. When the driver exited the vehicle, she couldn't find the young woman she thought she had hit. Additionally, she couldn't find any dents, scratches, or other damage to her car that would have been there had she hit someone. So what do you think that could be? It's interesting. It's something that's happening in one place an awful lot. And the next article is from the Atlas Obscura. It's in Tonopah, Nevada, and it's called the Clown Motel. Okay, while Nevada's Clown Motel may seem like the product of a horror writer's fevered imagination with its army of glassy-eyed clown dolls and convenient proximity to a Wild West cemetery that holds the possibly unquiet remains of local miners, the dusty little lodging is just a fan of merriment, they swear. Catering to bikers, truckers, and other long-haul travelers who find themselves off the beaten path, the Clown Motel is the final port of call before yet another stretch of unbroken Nevada desert. It must be this location's oasis-like location that has kept the establishment in business for so long, as the ever-watchful eyes of the ubiquitous clown figurine seem to serve more as a warning than a draw. From the moment travelers enter the adjoining offices, they're greeted by a life-size clown figure sitting in a chair, cradling smaller figurines like familiars. In fact, the entire office is covered in shelves and bookcases full of clown dolls, statues, and the accoutrement of every stripe. Stuffed animals, porcelain statues, wall hangings, and more make up the menagerie staring down the guests from every angle. That just sounds absolutely creepy. Leaving the office with key in hand, visitors might also notice an arch just feet away heralding the Tonopah Cemetery. Just beyond the gate is a century-old miner's graveyard made up of a gaggle of wood and stone markers, the very platonic ideal of a haunted cemetery. Remarkably, there do not seem to be many extant stories, horror or otherwise, surrounding this clown motel. It's possible that this paucity of history is because it simply arose, fully formed from the dark parts of the American subconscious, or it could also be because no one has made it out alive. You never know. So what do you guys think about that? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with our good friend Sunny May and see what she thinks about the things that we've been discussing, and then we're going to talk to our caller at area code 805. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, you guys. I hope you're having a good time. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Remember, we only have like 5 people on the queue right now. So get in line. The number's 516-595-8294. Don't drop out of line, you guys. You don't want to lose your place. I also wanted to remind everybody that going into October, we're going to start having interviews. We're also going to be having a gossip segment, which I think is going to be a whole lot of fun, just all entertainment. But let's get our good friend Sunny May on the phone. Sunny, are you having fun in there?
Hi, Nunu. Yes, I am. Oh, the tea that you have this evening is so delicious. I love peppermint tea.
Oh, good.
It's so refreshing and calming and cleansing. Oh, I'll have to take some home for my hominy. I think she will love it.
I think she'll like it too. When I was a kid, I used to love peppermint tea and lemon cookies. I just love those. That just is a taste to me that's just really great. I love that taste.
Oh, wow. The citrus and peppermint.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's really good. So, what did you think about any of those articles?
Well, first of all, the Clown Motel. You know, it's very interesting to me. You know, in Korean culture, we don't have an entertainer that is exactly like a clown that is part of the arts culture. We do have a history of like acrobats and singers, and in the old days there would be troops of entertainers that would travel around the countryside to the villages and towns performing. But this clown entertainer, as it is here in the U.S., is very interesting. You know, there are circuses, and the clowns are always fun at the circus. But then for some reason, there are people who view the clowns as being something scary. And it's interesting to me that the clown has that double persona. That looking at the pictures from the hotel, I could see where maybe being around too many clown figurines might start to become, I guess, too much.
Yeah.
And then why was it built next to a graveyard? That's strange.
It's like it just sprang up. That's what the article made it seem like. Oh, it just happened. You know, the picture of the clown that's kind of sitting there posed with the clowns on its lap. What's frightening about that one is that it's life size, and so like it kind of could be a real person. But let me tell you, when I was a kid, I was never really scared of clowns per se, but when I have been up close to a person who's dressed with the clown makeup on, it looks gross. It's caked on, the person is kind of sweaty, things are sort of smeared, and that right there I feel like might be something that could scare kids. You know, seeing somebody also with that white paint or makeup on their face and their teeth are yellow, that could be kind of scary too. So it's kind of like, you know, what's underneath it might be freaking them out. I'm not sure though, but I'm just going to say that is the one thing that kind of creeped me out about them, but I wasn't really ever scared of them.
So would you go to stay at the Cloud Motel?
Honestly, I wouldn't even be bothered by it. I like dolls and weird things. You know, I really don't mind, you know, things like that at all. Yeah, I'd stay there.
Okay, so you...
You're like, okay. It's okay. It's okay. Stay with
well,
you.
Well, no, I'm just thinking about how, you know, there are so many people, you know, in this culture who say that they are afraid of clowns. I just wonder, would people regard that as being scary, or would people, I mean, it kind of, you know, when you think about that movie, It, about that clown that lives in the gutters. I mean, I just wonder if with that hotel being next to the graveyard, which in a way would be convenient if you have family buried there, there's a hotel right there, even though it's an unusual hotel. Would people, I mean, do they get a lot of customers there?
It looks like it. It looks like it's one of those places where, like they said, long haul people will stop because it's also like one of the last stops for a while, you know? So it's almost like they kind of have to stop there. If they're going to get some rest, they're going to need to stop there. I think it's just probably, from what it kind of seems like to me, it's probably a motel that's been built, and they just decided to do something unusual with it to get people there, you know, because nobody's saying it's haunted. No one's seen anything be haunted. No one's seeming like they're really scared of it, but I'm pretty sure it's kitschy. It's creepy, you know, but yeah, it looks like they get pretty good traffic in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, it reminds me, because you know how much I love, you know, dramas from Korea, Korean dramas. They're always so creative, which is why I really like watching them. And, you know, we've talked about them. And recently there was one called Hotel de Luna, which is the Hotel of the Full Moon. And it was about a hotel that was for ghosts. And it was the place that ghosts would go in order, and they would rest and be pampered and kind of like have fun before they go to the afterlife. And it was so good. It was a romantic comedy. And this clown motel kind of reminds me of that, which takes us to the story about the ghost, whether that was a ghost walking down the street.
Right. Everybody seems to have similar sorts of things about being like, you know, something running across, or, you know, they have similar stories.
Well, it did, you know, I watched it and it looked like, you know, the shadow went, you could see the shadow like going, kind of covering the lines on the road as the figure goes by. So it cast a shadow. And I just wonder,
why it casts a shadow.
If the ghost kind of casts a shadow, it stretched whatever it was as it walked by. I mean, it did kind of, you could see it going across.
Right.
Across the line of the street.
Right. Well, it's posted, so if anybody else wants to check it out on the Broken Earth Radio Show page on Facebook, go over there and check it out and see what you think. So what do you think about NASA missing this gigantic asteroid?
Well, I would say it's great that NASA, that the technology is advancing in order to be able to see those kinds of things. The article said that it wasn't, I guess, that NASA didn't catch it until it was like the day before it became really close to Earth. You know, with so many movies and things being made about asteroids, you know, asteroids that are so big that they threaten to collide with Earth and be destructive. I guess we want NASA to become more accurate.
Well, like I said, it's an unprecedented science, right? It's being developed as it's being discovered. But it's good that someone was able to see it. You know, it's good that someone was able to catch it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
And surely there were things that were learned from that experience that maybe will help to detect asteroids sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing more about the science. I mean, are scientists all around the world tracking asteroids and other things as they are moving through the space in this galaxy and communicating with each other? That would be interesting to know.
Yeah, we should check that out. I mean, I'm sure they are, like, in some are, but it'd be nice if there was like a network, I guess. There might be. There could be a network of people that, hey, I saw this, you know, I'm seeing this. A lot of the asteroids, too, burn up in our atmosphere. So, like, they could hit the ground and it's just a rock.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It, or it falls into my mother's pool. And she's like, there's a rock in the pool. How did that get in there?
Well, you know, one time I drove across the U.S. with my brother. And there's a place called Meteor City where a meteor crashed and created this huge crater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a very, it's, you know, a place that tourists like to go to see the crater.
Meteor City.
Mm-hmm.
What state is that in? Do you remember?
I think it's in New Mexico.
Okay. Well, we've got to make a list of all kinds of fun places to go to. You know, I don't know if anyone who's listening right now knows that we're planning on going to Savannah next month for a ghost tour. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well,
we're going to go.
I'd like to know if any of the listeners have ever been to Meteor City or heard of it and what they think about it. I'd also like to know if any of the listeners would stay at the Ghost Motel.
I bet somebody would.
And of course, I'd also like to know what the listeners think about the ghost video. Have any of the listeners ever seen what they believe to have been a ghost? Or interacted with what they believe to be a ghost?
That would be really interesting.
Be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to get your grandmother on here at some point so she can tell us her ghost stories, because she's seen millions of things. She's always saying, well, she's seeing something. I believe her.
We'll see. You know, she's usually asleep by this time. So
we'll just do an interview. We'll see if she'll interview with us on my little interview thing. We'll see. We'll see.
Maybe so.
Well, enjoy your tea and enjoy the yummies in there. We're going to take a caller, and because we got a few people in the queue. We've got about 5 people in the queue. We want to get to everybody tonight. And then there's another one. We got 6 now. So thanks so much for your feedback. And, you know, if you want to talk some more, just signal me and I'll call you in.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Well, everyone, I wish you a successful week.
Thanks a lot, Sunny.
Sure.
Thanks a whole lot. All right. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take the caller at 8:05. Hi, this is Nunu on Broken Earth Radio Show.
Hi, Nunu. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. I'm really good, and I appreciate you asking. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, in my meditation about 2 months ago, I was meditating, and I've been asking for a male partner to come into my life that would go into a marriage and then also more money so I can go have some fun traveling. And the message I received was, it's coming soon. And I felt a lot of love, gentleness, lightness, and appreciation. And I wanted to know what you were picking up about these two things, if they are coming soon. And
okay, bear with me just a moment. Let's see. Okay, dear?
Yes.
Bear with me just a moment. I got to think about something for just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Man. Okay, the sun comes out in there. Have you been meeting anybody?
No.
You haven't been meeting
nobody.
Anyone? Huh.
No.
Okay, listen. This is the thing. I do have a man here, but I'm trying to give you a decent timeline. And what I was kind of concerned about is that he shows up so quickly in this. That's why I was wondering, like, have you already met this person? Okay. But if, this is somebody that you just literally are meeting kind of soon. Okay. It's making me go forward. I can't go. Okay. All right. So we're just going to see what happens around the end of October, the beginning of November. But let me tell you something. I do want to tell you this. My new beginning card attached to this person is sitting in a position that makes me feel like you guys may have a couple of new beginnings, kind of like you meet, you spend some time together. There might be a little pullback. And then there's a return, because it's kind of like the way it's sitting, it looks like it's so much is happening really quickly. And it seems like you guys may need to take a pause and say, okay, what's really happening? So this is really, really, really happening. Now, your money situation actually looks incredible. It kind of looks like there's some little bits and pieces that you may be seeing, but when I get you into like the beginning of the year, not even quite the beginning, because like I said, there's bits and pieces going into January and February, you actually have, some cards here that represent, there's a reciprocal card, which is kind of like an opportunity that it looks like you're having where you kind of are like, well, this is what I want. And they say, okay, well, this is what we'll do. And then a little while later, you actually have another card that just simply put is something that kind of represents money that maybe you haven't necessarily, you know, had to labor for, like if it's luck or something. But you do have really good financial stuff coming in the very beginning of the year. But I want to see, as far as the relationship stuff is concerned, what you're doing at that point, like just like in a little bit over a month. I want to see, like, you know, when you call back, you know, what you're saying. Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do
all
that.
Right. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank
well,
you,
Donna. I appreciate you listening. I really do. And I look forward to hearing about all the good stuff coming your way. Okay.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. I'll do that.
All right. Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
We'll talk have soon, hon. We'll talk soon. You
okay.
too. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We're going to get deep into the readings after we take this break. And when we do, we're going to talk to the caller at 856 and the caller at 831. So you guys, you know, keep holding on because we'll get everybody tonight. But I am going to take a little break and get some water, see how everybody's doing in the other room, and then we'll get down to it. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be back in a moment.
you to leave me and my feet off for the deep.
But you only understand the language of the soul.
I left the place in a pocket.
So my song shall become my rhythm.
A word so accurate or a war.
Revealing my divine anger's arrows just strike.
All action for the good of all.
I see my reflection in your eyes.
My new age has just begun.
Oh, it is hot.
The fire of the furnace.
It hungers to be hit.
And wants to have a hundred sins.
In the coldest state of their existence.
Amen, that's the maddest.
In the morris of the red rain.
We love brother enemy.
I sing my soul song for you.
The lullaby of obliteration.
So I can wake up with a smile.
Bliss in my heart.
And bliss in my heart.
Bliss in my heart.
Resistance, conflict, combat.
Defense, defense, regeneration. Back, 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 back.
That is the best I can see for you.
And we are great, gloom of the horizon.
Promise is the powerful sun to rise.
No fire, although
it will make the old fires of purification. Purification.
Look like dying ember.
Look like dying ember.
Look like dying ember.
Look like dying ember.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu. I wanted to remind you guys, if you wanted to reach us after the show or just on, you know, just a regular day for a reading or anything else, you can reach us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show, as well as Psychic Nunu. and also on Twitter and Instagram under Psychic Nunu. If you're not really a social media person, you can drop an email to psychicnunu@gmail.com. Remember, it's just about impossible to not be able to reach us. Now, we're going to take this caller at 856. Hi, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hey, sweetheart. Hi. Why don't you catch us up with anything on your mind, or if there's anything that you were thinking about any of the articles we were talking about? Just, you know, where's your head?
I was wondering about why. I remember reading that article about, or hearing about it in the news, and I wondered why NASA didn't catch quicker the asteroid, and I was also grateful that it missed us. But
yeah,
it doesn't bode well for future asteroids coming near us if they don't, if they can't find it sooner than that. So that's a little concerning, I should be honest. But yeah, so I do remember that, and I wasn't thrilled with that. Yeah, so didn't pick up on it.
Like, what's going on with that? What if they were just looking in the other direction? You know, I mean, I'm being silly when I say that, but it's kind of like it could be just that simple. You know, it really could just be that simple. But I know that these things are not like going by super fast. I mean, they're going by fast, but it's not like, you know, like, there it's gone. You know what I mean? So yeah, it is, but it's good that someone saw it. It's really good that someone saw it, but they're the pros, and whoever saw it, they're not amateurs, but they're not like NASA. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. Well, where's your head tonight, or what's been on your mind?
So I'm concerned about my job at work. We got a new woman on the team, and ever since she started, my boss has been treating me differently. And he used to work for her on another project. So I feel, and I feel kind of like she's trying to take over my position, and I'm the lead. But it's like my, I feel like I'm in jeopardy of losing contracts that I'm on. And I'm wondering if I should start looking for another job before that happens.
So basically what we're looking at is a guy who used to work for a woman who is now leading his own team, and now she's on his team. And because they have this old rapport, and he probably has a lot of respect for her, he's been treating you like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. And before that, I was his second right hand, second in command, and he would talk to me, he'd call me in the morning, you know, find out what was going on for the day. I mean, I felt like he had my back, I had his back. You know, it's been a very good rapport up until this woman started working on the project. And to be honest with you, I worried that that might happen. And it seems to have happened. So, plus, I'm laid up in a cast, so I can't be going into work right now. I'm not able to get into work and be front and center like she is.
Okay. We got a little bit of a conundrum here, Laura. This is the deal. My question is, should you be concerned? Okay, now, of course, we have to always honor your intuition. We want to know, though, if it's really your intuition or if it's fear. And it actually looks like you are intuiting something, but this is where things start to get a little bit complicated, but maybe it's not. Your answer is, even though it's positive to tell us, yes, you should be concerned, it still is a card that represents the job that you do or the way that you put your efforts in. If you're still shining, You know, he can't, he won't demote you. He can't. You see what I mean? But the problem is that my future card is still a card called conflict. So it almost seems as if you could, like, let's say that it's 5 years later and you're still worried that this woman is trying to take your job. So it's like it hovers.
Yeah, but it's a contract. So the contract is supposed to end in January, but mm-hmm. then they're most likely going to extend it for maybe another 6 months, possibly.
They're going to extend it. It's here. They're going to extend it. So what I'm trying to tell you, though, is that even though it looks like you really are okay if you just keep doing what you're supposed to do, it still looks like they it's almost like there's still a fear hovering over you, because remember, my future card in this situation is still being conflicted or still having that conflict. So it's like you're in theory okay, but you're also asking, should I start looking for something new? And that's a hard one, because it looks like if you just keep, you know, if you just keep jamming, then you're cool. You see what I'm saying? I hope I haven't confused you, because it still doesn't, it basically, spirit's not telling you, like, if this was a fortune telling, you know, they'd be like, yes, you'll lose your job. It's not saying that. It's saying that you have a concern, but you still can win if you just keep doing what you do. Okay? Are you there? I wonder, have I lost her? Hello? Hello? Hold on just a moment. I need to make sure that I'm even on.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.